This story is a story in which a young human being begins by disrespecting and throwing down a piece of dried fish. This is an absolute abomination or a sin in the context of other discussions. He then heads out of the house as his mother expresses her dismay, falls into the water, and would have drowned except that he was saved by the salmon people. The head of the salmon people saw him and took the boy down to the home of the salmon people, which he discovered was deep off the shores of the water. And there he saw the salmon people as people like himself, without their skins. And he spent a year there. And he learned, this is very important, he learned from the head of the salmon people. Salmon people taught him, and that's the important principle. One of the principles is, this is how you gain knowledge, is by attending to all of these other spiritual forms that are in your midst. And then he was required to come home. It's time to return to the stream, the head of the salmon people said, and so they got into their canoes. And as they headed back, as they approached the stream where his mother and father were, he was told to stand up to see where they are. But because he was in a canoe, when he stood up, he jumped out of the water. He jumped out of the water in front of the stream where his parents were. And then he gave himself to his father, showed himself and gave himself to his father. And his father took the fish and gave it to his mother. And she opened his slits and discovered the copper necklace that had been on him at the time in which he went out and was drowned. They then knew something was quite different. They asked the shaman, what should we do? The boy was put up. The shaman said, put him up overnight. He transformed, became the young boy again, and began the process of teaching the people what he knew, and from then on became a very powerful shaman himself. So this story demonstrates some of those key principles, core principles about cosmological cycling, the return of the spirit. Non-human entities has an essential spirit of person that is the same as humans, and that the ahune, or respect, the existence depends upon reciprocal, respectful relations. And that's what the young boy taught. Part of that teaching was the ritual relations, including the return of salmon bones to the water. And these are critical as part of that mythic charter. So Tlingit concepts and practice derived from this mythic charter include the notion of respect, that salmon are to be understood as people, that they are sentient, means they feel. They are capable of sensing as we do. They are attentive. They know how they are treated, and they are have inherent dignity, as all people do, and so they must be treated with respect. They are volitional, meaning that they can make choices, and so they will choose to return to those who respect and carry them with dignity. And they have powers themselves, just like human beings.